Hey, this is Scruffy Wallace, the Dropkick Murphys, and you're listening to WMFO Medford.
Berries and apple trees and rocks. to climb between water like a washing machine. Do you want to dance? Sometimes I think I try too hard. I trip on my shoes and I trip on my shirt. Get caught on the dirt in the yard. Caught on the dirt in the yard. You show me understanding, patience and pleasure. So good since I don't know where and I don't know when. Where and I don't know. Stove light glows like a fire sitting on the kitchen floor. Just when I thought I couldn't feel more, I feel a little more. I feel a little understanding, patience and pleasure, time and attention.
Listeners, I'm Mia. This is Take a Bite, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. This song that you're listening to right now is Free Treasure by Adrienne Lenker from her new album, which is just superb. What can I say? My episode today is my second to last of the semester, which is so bittersweet. So, in fitting with that, my theme is nostalgia. And usually, I would be asking other people, what their nostalgic songs are, and I would play those, but you know what? I didn't plan ahead enough, so I'm just gonna play my own. Maybe like a couple from other people, but yeah. That's basically it. What can I say? The next song I'll play is Deeper Well by Casey Musgraves, and then we'll go from there. I hope you all are having fantastic days. Thank you for tuning in.
My Saturn has returned. When I turned 27, everything started. Change took a long time, but I learned there's two kinds of people. One is a giver, and one's always trying to take all they can take. So I'm saying goodbye to the people that I feel are real good at wasting my time. No regrets, baby, I just think that maybe you go your way and I'll go mine. It's been a real good time.
You got dark energy, something I can't unsee, and I've got to take care of myself. I found a deeper well. I used to wake and bake, roll out of bed, hit the gravity bong that I made, start the day. For a while it got me by, everything I did seemed better when I was high, I don't know why. So I'm getting when things lose their shine, so other things can glow. I've gotten older now, I know how to take care of my soul. I found a growing up, we had what we needed, shoes on our feet, but the world was as flat as a plate, and that's okay. The things I was taught only took me so far, had to figure the rest out myself, and then
It's Greenhouse by Milo. Those last two songs are interesting to me because there was a time, freshman fall, that for some reason those two songs, I couldn't listen to them without, I don't know, falling into pieces or something. Just the weird feeling in my stomach that, I don't know, maybe this is not a universal experience, but like for some reason specific songs make me feel that way. If they're like connected to a feeling or connected to like a time in my life. Anyway, I was going through my old playlist on Spotify yesterday trying to find songs for this show, and I played that one, and then I realized that it doesn't make my stomach hurt anymore. I was curious. That was interesting. I don't really know. I mean, maybe it's just like a lot of time has passed, but also, I don't know. I really don't know. But I decided to play it today because that's a kind of nostalgic thing when something that used to affect you doesn't affect you anymore. Or the fact that you have moved on in some way. So interesting. But yeah. Thank God that those things don't make my stomach hurt. They're still good songs. But at least they don't have to, like, put me in some crazy emotional state. But maybe that's what nostalgia is. I don't know. I haven't decided yet. Anyway. The next song I'm going to play is Whirly by Dominic Fike. And then we have Spite by Omar Apollo. Thanks for tuning in.
Never said that I acted perfect. I'm too far, I'm across the boat now. Ain't been the same since I left my hometown. I've been thinking about moving by you. It's been nice having somewhere to fly to. I like your clothes and the way they draping. It's been nice cause I know that you like it. You like it. Like I. Cause I know that you like it. You
suffocation. By the end I was losing patience. Why you going out your way to hide me? Every night that you spent beside me. It don't matter if my head is working. Ain't been picturing another person. It's been hard cause we're making money. It's still nice cause I know that you like it.
That might be my favorite song right now. I don't know why. It just happens to be. I was also going to say that a lot of these songs are songs that remind me of high school, like particularly senior year, because I think, well, yeah, when something is like, when you're graduating or something is ending, you tend to like, I don't know, reflect on everything and that kind of thing. And so it was always the nostalgic songs senior year that really got to me. And I've been thinking about that because, like, seniors now are getting ready for graduation and that kind of thing. And seniors had their last classes and are doing their last finals, which is not, that's not the boat that I'm in, but still, like, thinking about how that felt in high school and then thinking about doing it again is like, oh my god, that's crazy. But I'm excited. Beginnings and endings and such. Yeah. That's what nostalgia is. Yeah, so a lot of these songs are songs that I feel like Mia in senior year of high school really probably cried to these. You know how it is. Okay, next one I have is Tiny Moves by Bleachers, which is not a high school song. This is a song that I just discovered, probably from my day list, which has been really good recently. Thank you, Spotify. And the next one is You Make It Easy by The Red Hearse.
Look who's on the edge again, on the edge again. it's all my fault. I'm to blame that I'm all alone, holding my phone, waiting for a voice on the line saying I cannot sleep tonight. If I get too close, you run away. Tried to make you mine 100 times. You let me inside the other day. Can't get you off my mind.
I was thinking about on the walk on my walk here, just I don't even know how to frame this. I was like, oh, like all my listeners from wherever they are, I wonder what they're doing. And then I keep thinking about it. I'm like, oh, I hope everyone's feeling nostalgic with me right now. All 20, I'm gonna click my mouse 1 second. All 27 of you. I wonder what you're doing right now. Studying, I don't know, driving, chilling. I hope you're feeling nostalgic. I think nostalgia is a good feeling. But these songs are very specific to my own nostalgia, so maybe I'm not cultivating a nostalgic vibe very much for you. But I think the second half of this show is gonna get into it. But before I get into that, I have a very important announcement. The radio event of the year is coming. Save the date, June 1st, 2024. Live day 24. 6 hours of non-stop live music on this radio. Tune in to 91.5 FM in the Boston area or catch the action worldwide at WMFO.org. The festivities start at 9 a.m. on June 1st. 10 bands, 6 hours, live from the WMFO studios. You'll hear Jennifer Teft and the Strange, Happy Little Clouds, and Andrea Gillis. Gillis? I don't know, sorry. Once again, catch Live Day 24 at 91.5 FM in the Boston area and worldwide at WMFO.org. Set your alarm for 9 a.m. on June 1st for Live Day 24. Don't miss a single second. Set your alarm. 9 a.m. Set it, June 1st, Live Day 24. you know, I like how they said worldwide at WMFO.org. This is what I'm saying. I think since this station is so accessible to anyone who wants to listen, I have no idea where all of my listeners are from. It could be from actually the other side of the world. I kind of doubt that, but it's an interesting thought, interesting prospect. So if there's anyone from the other side of the world, please let me know. I think that's really cool. Okay, anyway, can I get back to the music now? The next one is Letting Go by Angie McMahon. I really don't know how to say that. And then the next one is Pumped Up Kicks by Foster the People. Thanks for listening.
I might have spent 6 months lying on my living room floor. I might have been sick then, well then sick some more. I might be proud of me than I ever have been. I've been learning about letting go, how to do it without my clothes scratching the surfaces. I've been learning about wasting time and closing some doors, hoping to open more down the line. I knew from miles away that I would detonate. I tried some magic tricks to skip my fate.
Make mistakes! Make mistakes! Make mistakes! forget to call you on the way home. Another precious call to waste on my mouth. My chance is tugging me by the shoulder, but there's no one home to let you in or let me out.
There's still a lot in the love. I saw a face so close to mine in Chelsea Market. There's something about her.
What you're listening to is, of course, Dreams by the Cranberries, which I had to include. While the song is finishing out, since I'm running out of time, I'm going to sign off for today. Thank you all for tuning in to my nostalgia episode, I don't know, week, whatever you want to call it. It's just sad when something ends. Ugh. But I have one more show, don't even worry. Next Thursday, wherever you are, worldwide, please tune in, 2 p.m. Thursday on WMFO.org/91.5. Anyway, I'm Mia. This is Take a Bite, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Thank you for listening. I hope you all have fantastic rest of your days. I am going to go get my nails done. This last one is an essential. Oh, wait, I forgot to say that I only did not get to play one of my songs. So I implore you, after the show or after you're done listening to WMFO, go listen to Steal My Girl by One Direction. Trust me. Okay, this last one is Where'd All the Time Go? Naturally. Thanks for tuning in.
Dressed up like a pillow, so she's always